There's a series that is ongoing right now, which I am also led in the spirit to share with you, right? We in Nigeria, for instance, produce or sing wonderfully some contemporary songs, right? But the sound does not really represent that. I actually spend hundreds of thousands to get required materials to back up the teachings, right? And recently, I've been showcasing or doing a breakdown construction of FEM Foundation, right? And like I said, this teaching is going to take us a whole lot period of time because it's actually good for your music team as a keyboardist, a sound engineer to understand what they call sound design. Yes, sound design. It goes just beyond your skills of playing. But if you understand the dynamics of your sound, right, you will know that you have to do less to achieve more. And I also want to change this philosophy. Right, when you trust your sound in the hands of a sound engineer, right, what sound engineer does is only garbaging out what is being fed into the system. Well, it makes life larger than life. The life can be a good life, or the life can be the error and the shit and the akamu and moime behind the scene. Yeah, so sometimes when you look at processes that happens, it does not really describe the scientific part of what we are doing, right? And that's why God is placing me in this current time to educate us, because I'm also part of the audience that I'm educating, right? To understand your music dynamics. So when you are playing CCM, like Christian contemporary music, everything, including your temperament, should speak what? CCM. Recently, I shared a video on how an acoustic guitar should sound. One. Number two, on how an acoustic guitar is also part of the loop. And I also shed more light on the importance of a metronome. When there's a count and everybody is following to the timeline of this metronome to make sure everyone is locked in time. Yeah, it will come to a time where your house of worship, don't quote me wrong, whatever I'm saying is not for you to do it in post-production, but I mean real-time live sound production, real-time on stage. When everybody is playing or singing, let them speak a particular sound. And in this context, I'm referring to the Christian contemporary music and the reference track right now that we are talking about, FEM Foundation. All right, let me still buttress my point on the piano, right? Regardless of the type of electronic systems you have, from the North Stage to Montage 8, to Motive and all that, there are a lot of parameters in there for you to design your sound, right? You don't just rely on templates that is installed or is loaded into a microchip for you to manipulate. But there are stuff that you can custom make and design your sound, which the more you know, the more useful you are in this generation, right? So, musician, please, you have to be a mixing and mastering engineer, not in the post-production again, but in your craft. If you're a guitarist, understand various patches that is available in that space. If you're an acoustic guitar, you should also know how to strum, to pick, and to do all those stuff of arpeggios, right, with your instrument. Remember, David in the Bible wrote almost 150 chapters in the book of Psalms, and you can tell me today, right now, that any verse or chapter that you pick from Psalm, it is a song, it's a prayer, it's a consolation. A lot. In fact, Psalm is a whole world on its own. And finally, on this episode, everybody has a book. The way David came in and we had Book of Psalms and Solomon, Proverbs, right? We have Songs of Solomon, Ecclesiastes, Paul came. And we have so much of books. So as you are alive right now, you should write your book well. Everybody is bearing witness. To be continued. Thank you so much.